Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. In a few minutes, we'll be interviewing Dr. Ted Brower from Florida, who, in my opinion, is one of the best medical nutritionists here in the United States. I'm so grateful to have him on, and he'll be coming on in just a few minutes. I wanted to give you some announcements of some wonderful things coming up that I didn't have a chance to finish during my last hour. From July 19th to the 21st, Professor Irvin Laszlo will be sponsoring a wonderful conference called the Infinite Consciousness Conference in Tuscany, Italy. For more information, please visit their website at laszlointitute.com. I'll be one of the participants, and I'll be broadcasting live from Tuscany, Italy, 1 week from today. Also, too, I wanted to tell you, from August 12th to the 21st, it was going to be a wonderful spiritual conference sponsored by Marilyn Rosler and the IIIHS Institute in beautiful Montreal, Canada. Both Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project and I will be keynote speakers, and I hope you can all come. For more information, please see their website at www.iiihs.org. Then on August 19th to the 21st, there will be a wonderful Peace and Light conference in the Dominican Republic. I just interviewed this for the first part of this last hour, Dr. Angel Fernandez. He's an incredibly interesting man. This will be an opportunity if you'd like to meet some really interesting people. For more information, their website is www.paxluxemisonmaryundi.com. On September 17th, there will be a wonderful Cosmic Awareness Fair in Olympia, Washington, at the Washington RV Park and Event Center at 9101 Stillicum Road, with some incredibly talented psychics and aura readers, including Carolyn White, who was on my show recently, as well as myself. For information, just please send me an email or visit my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. That information should be on the web by early next week. From the end of October, beginning on October 18th through November 4th, Michiko Hayashi, I'm sponsoring a West Coast tour by Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Moto Peace Project. She'll be giving a series of presentations, first off in Los Angeles, followed by San Francisco, followed by on October 23rd at Stewart Hot Springs next to Mount Shasta. That, in turn, will be followed by a presentation in Portland, Tokelau, Washington, in Olympia, Tacoma, Seattle, and followed finally by Vancouver, British Columbia, and then before she flies back to Tokyo. For information and registration, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Not all the details have been worked up, but she is booked for the Stewart Hot Springs next to Mount Shasta, as well as other presentations in the Puget Sound area, and that information will be available on the website next week. We gave this prayer during the last hour as well. I'd like to do this again because Fukushima is still a mess, still a problem, and for those who've just tuning in, I'm just asking you if you could please send lots of love and light to the children and the adults of Fukushima and the Moto Peace Project. They do such wonderful work. If you could say this prayer, please, three times. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. Two more times. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. And finally, water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. I will be having a special program on July 22nd, celebrating the life and work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. That was his birthday on July 22nd, so that'll be a very special program I'll be having on the 22nd of July with Michiko Hayashi and hopefully Professor Jerry Pollack, if he can come on. And with that, what I'd like to do is to play a beautiful water song, a couple minutes of that, in honor of Dr. Emoto, and then I'd like to go to my guest, Dr. Brower in Florida.
Hikaru hoshi, aoi chikyu wa つの星
光の川を越えて Milky Way
人はなぜ地球に来たのどこから来てどこへ行くの何のために生きて行くの All we need is love,
yes, love.
All we need is a thank you 愛と
感謝と
人の
That is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever listened to, and every time I listen to it, it's like I'm listening to it for the first time in my life, and it really touches my heart. And anyway, I hope you like that song. Again, your prayers are really helping the people of Fukushima And with that, I'd like to welcome Dr. Ted Brower from Florida, who I consider one of the best medical nutritionists in the world, on my show. Ted, should I call you Ted, or would you like Dr.
Ted,
Brower?
Ted's fine.
Okay.
Ted's fine. Ted is only
yeah, Ted, yeah. I like Ted, the name today. Ted. Yeah, I know people who are called Ted, and they're okay.
Or I can call you Theodore, whichever you prefer.
Ted's fine. You can. Yeah, Ted's fine. Ted's fine. Ted. Well, great. You have a health products company, if you could tell, and a radio show. If you could tell my listeners about both, that would be wonderful. And then I've got some questions to ask, too.
Okay. We've been in business for 35 years. The company's called healthmasters.com. Healthmasters, like Masters of Health, healthmasters.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We sell the finest, highest quality nutritional supplements globally, as far as I'm concerned. They're custom manufactured for us. So we use only, veggie gel caps. We only use powder. We don't use, tablet material unless it's sustained release.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically have been able to help people all over the country to help maintain healthy blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels without the use of drugs. And we also ship our products internationally. So we're very well known, been around for a long, long time. I've shared the platform with people like President Bush and Barbara Bush and Colin Powell and General Schwarzkopf, may he rest in peace, Larry King. The list just goes on and on. You can see a whole list of those on my website if you'd like. And I basically I was a state licensed nutritionist in Florida for many, many years. Gave up my licensure, didn't get it renewed because I had become too busy doing seminars around the country and speaking and also doing up to 40 radio talk shows a week as a guest back in the 90s.
Wow.
And now we have our own live broadcast that we do every single day from 3 until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that would be,
noon to
12 o'clock your time.
Noon to
and,
1.
You know, 12, noon
mm-hmm.
to 1.
Mm-hmm. Pacific time.
We basically cover the latest news and also the latest health research from around the world. We also talk to things about, like, that shooting that was at that gay club in Orlando a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible tragedy. And
right.
What happened is we went to that club. It was all fenced off 2 weeks later. We did a full inspection. I interviewed the police officers that were there.
Right.
We've also talked to the sheriff today in our county, and they've already had their briefing about what happened in Dallas and to be aware of additional copycat shootings in our area. And so we do this. We stay on top of everything. We talk about the globalists and their run against America, the
mm-hmm.
horrible, horrible problem that we have with glyphosate, which is also known as Roundup, which is it's an herbicide that's used in the United States. It's been linked to all types of intestinal damages and cancers. Over a dozen different types of cancers have been proven by their own research. It's a bad product. It needs to be pulled off the market. And all GMOs and all these products that are using these types of compounds need to be labeled so we know what we eat. Are eating, and the Senate again today, I don't know if it passed or not, I think it was yesterday was the vote. They were trying to continue us in the Dark Act, which means the American people don't have a right to know. And so it's sad. They don't want us to know what we're eating because it's part of the globalist agenda of depopulation, which goes right along with the Georgia Guidestones, which they want to reduce the population of the planet to 500 million people.
95% reduction, right.
Well, that's what they're planning on doing that, yes.
Right.
And, of course,
right.
I personally believe that the false... Well, the shooting's real today. There's no doubt about it. Some of these shootings, you don't know if they're real or not. But the shooting today was real. We actually watched live feed of it. One of the officers being shot by by a person. He looked like he was either Mossad trained or Special Forces trained. I mean, he was extremely good with a tactical rifle.
Well,
I'm a big pro Second Amendment supporter. I know that mm-hmm. you don't have a lot of that up in your area. But we're down here in the South, and we have a lot of that.
Well,
we have
more of it than you may think, and
okay.
people
and
do
so,
recognize.
And so,
yeah.
and so we I've taken advanced tactical training with firearms,
uh-huh.
Ted, and the person who was shooting this guy around the columns. If you watch it on TV today or watch it on YouTube,
right.
You'll find out this guy was very, very well trained, with Special Forces trained. He was that good, and the police officer absolutely didn't have a chance to not be killed. I mean, the way this guy, the tactical move that this guy did, I didn't even know about this tactical move. It was crazy, but you could tell he was totally trained to be able to do this. And it's sad because, this is going to be a bloody, bloody summer coming up to this Democratic and Republican convention. And, and we all know I liked Bernie Sanders. I really wish he would have been the Democratic nominee. I think that nomination was stolen from him.
I agree.
Totally stolen. I mean, Bernie Sanders told the truth. Hillary tells, every time her lips move, she dies. And I personally believe today the timing of all of this stuff was orchestrated to coincide with the release and the exoneration of Hillary Clinton from any wrongdoing, which we all know she's as guilty as hell. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we cannot believe that the rule of law has gone out the door in the United States, and it's sad. But if you want to hear my show, the 24-hour feed, which you just call on your telephone here, 24 hours a day, when you call it, every time you call, it starts at the beginning of the show, is 641-552-5310. I'll repeat that, 641-552-5310. Or you can also go to our website at healthmasters.com, and you can click on the live link there to go to iTunes, and you can download it.
Ted?
But we try to tell the folks the truth on our show, too.
Okay, great. One, I wanted to tell you, I do this myself on the show. I'm a native English speaker, but I have a lot of people listening around the world who don't speak English as a first language, like in Europe.
Slow down.
My friends on the other side just say to slow down, because they do like what you're saying. They just need a little time. So I'm going to slow down. They told me you have a lot of important information. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, I'm trying to slow down now, is that this time of the shooting happened yesterday. And just the day before, the FBI had exonerated Hillary Clinton from any wrongdoing in this email thing that she's involved with. And also, you mentioned something about the Dark Act. Could you explain that to what that's about? Because we don't get any information about that here. So
that's sad. I mean,
and we don't.
Congress, with the last shooting that happened with the gay club in Orlando several weeks ago, they introduced legislation back in the committee to prevent us and prevent the Vermont labeling from going into effect. Vermont had passed laws requiring all GMOs to be labeled.
Okay.
And all, chemicals basically to put on the label, and they didn't want to pass that. So the government now is passing a bill, trying to pass it, that's going to prevent that.
And
so
they
don't want us to know. That's what we call it, the Dark Act.
And they tried to pass it yesterday in the middle of the shooting?
Well, they tried to pass it yesterday, yep, pretty much. Well, I think the shooting was in the afternoon. I'm not sure how the shooting went as far as how the act was, if it was passed or not.
Yeah.
Personally, I believe that, I personally believe that Hillary Clinton, not her personally, and for a fact involved in it, but the group, the globalists that want her involved,
right,
that every time we have a problem with more information coming out on Hillary being a liar and a thief and this,
right,
literally hundreds of billions of dollars going into her foundation, and she was using her emails as a,
right,
as a Dropbox, so to speak, to send out information to different countries. They were picking it up off the servers, and she was getting huge donations. One of the FBI guys that was interviewed yesterday said that if the entire truth were known about the Hillary Foundation, the Clinton Foundation,
right,
that it would take down the entire United States government. It's that corrupt.
Well, there's all kinds of things going on behind the surface, and Professor Albert Einstein had a famous quote in the 30s. He said that God doesn't play with dice, and the universe itself is deterministic. So that when something like this happens, these tragic shootings yesterday, and you're saying that it was a sharpshooter with possible professional and military training, then it's a set-up false flag event, tragic as it is.
He wasn't a black guy who was mad who went out and bought an AR-15 last week and decided to start shooting police officers.
Right,
he had advanced tactical training.
Right.
I don't know if the guy they shot, because the other guys they didn't catch the other ones. I don't know if the one they shot was the real guy, because he was blown up with a supposed bomb that was going in with a robot bomb, detonator.
Right.
So I mean, so nobody even got to talk to the guy. He could have been in there.
Right.
And they could have just killed him, and he could have been the patsy, Oswald was. In fact, there's a good video everybody can watch if you're international. There's two videos. There's two videos you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
One is called From JFK, please, everybody watch this. From JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. That's 4 or 5 million views.
I've seen the video, and it's an amazing, amazing video.
Okay.
But you know, the thing is that you have to be suspicious, I think, of that. Normally, in view of the timing was. Here you have all these tragic shootings of these police officers yesterday. Well, this violence and everything going on in the country. And also, too, Hillary Clinton was just exonerated by the FBI day before yesterday. The following day, you get these tragic events. Now, the mass media, controlled media in the United States, only the 95% of the media in the United States is controlled by like five or six corporations. They're now riveted on this tragic violence that happened yesterday, and Hillary's problems are out the window. It's like they're not even there.
They are for the time being until she has a debate with Trump. Right. What's interesting about this, I mean, we don't have much to choose from this year, but quite frankly, we have the billionaire industrialist, or we have the unbelievable pathological murdering liar.
Right.
So we have our choice between these two.
Right.
And quite frankly, I'm going to vote with the billionaire industrialist. I mean, because I can't put Hillary in the White House. I can't I can't justify that.
Right.
And normally I vote third party and I vote libertarian because I really don't want to be involved with American politics.
Right.
But it's gotten so bad now here in the United States that we can't afford another 8 years of a communist or a fascist in the White House like Hillary. So I'm hoping that Donald Trump is for real and that he basically is not just, you know, yanking our chain like everybody else seems to in these national elections.
Right, right. I have to tell you, I have a had a gentleman named Simon Parks on my radio show about a month ago. Have you heard of Simon Parks?
I think I have. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Simon's an interesting man. He's been in touch with extraterrestrials for his entire life, and he's now probably in his late 50s. Very nice man. I had him on my radio, and we kept getting cut off when we were talking. He's brought up Hillary Clinton. And so finally we got the radio show done, and he said that this is the last year. I'm not making this up, and this isn't a joke. I'm just quoting Simon Parks. And he said this is the last year for Hillary to run as a human because she's actually part reptilian, and as she gets older, the scales on her skin will become much more visible as her eyes will turn red, and she'll look very different in the coming years. And this is her last chance this year to run as a human-looking entity. So,
well,
it
all
sounds,
I know is I've heard all of that before, but you know, I've also heard that H.W. Bush was a reptilian.
Right.
I've had dinner with Bush before. I mean, I've sat there. There were six of us at dinner. I sat across him from a small table. And I mean, I've spoken with him close to 50 times at seminars, dinner with him, sitting with him in the ready room, talking to him. I never did see his eyes change one time.
How about
I've read the same stuff. I haven't seen any of that.
Was his tongue slit like a reptilian,
no,
or was it a normal human?
No, it was not. It was not. Now, Bush, now remember, George Bush's father, H.W., the old Bush's father, was Prescott Bush.
Okay.
Prescott Bush was Hitler's banker.
Yeah.
People don't know this.
Yeah,
And in 1933, Prescott Bush tried to do a coup of the United States of America using Smedley Butler, General Smedley Butler from World War I.
Interesting.
The most decorated war hero of World War I. He tried to take over the government.
Uh-huh.
And then in 19, and that didn't that failed. And in 19, because Smedley Butler came forward and testified before Congress. Then in 1934, we had the Exchange Stability Fund passed. Now you guys need to, there's a 5-part series online you can watch about the Exchange Stability Fund. And what this is how the shadow government that runs the United States is funded through the black ops, through the CIA, through the running of drugs out of Afghanistan. The only reason that we're still in Afghanistan, it produces 95% of the world's supply of heroin. We bring that heroin into the United States on C-130 transport planes, and it's distributed through the mob in New York. It's the biggest. It's basically the Khazarian mafia.
I thought
and this group of people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought that it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard also it's brought into Mexico, and that's why the border is so open because they don't want to close.
It is. It's brought into both, but they actually bring it in right across the. Right, they fly it on an Air Force transport plane.
Oh.
Okay, and Afghanistan, this is what happened. See, what happened back in the 40s, they couldn't fund the effort after the war after World War II. And the Germans, who were basically sleeper cells, they wanted to work for the American government in what's called Operation Gladio. There's a book you can read it. It's called Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the Vatican, the CIA, and the mafia. And what happened is they went to Chiang Kai-shek in China because they couldn't figure out how to fund everything because there wasn't enough money coming in through the Exchange Stability Fund, which had been used to seize all the gold in the United States. So what ended up happening is they talked to Chiang Kai-shek, and he told them that he was basically funding his war, his million-man army, by selling opium to the Chinese.
Oh.
And so they decided they were going to do the same thing. They started running. They started using the Cambodian Triangle, which is the Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam, started growing huge amounts of opium over there. Well, the Vietnamese had enough of that and wanted us out with all the drugs. That's what caused the Vietnam War.
Oh.
People don't know this, but that's the actual precipitating factor because by that time, they were bringing in huge amounts and distributing them into Harlem, into the black sections of the United States, because they had decided that the black folks basically were expendable.
Oh,
you can read
terrible.
It all in the book. You
that's
read it all in the book. And then what happened is that they had a huge drought because they were doing so much weather modification on the Ho Chi Minh Trail that the poppies all died. So what they did, they started growing the stuff in Afghanistan and bringing it back into the United States. Well, Russia had enough of that. Afghanistan had enough of that. They wanted it all shut down, and that's what caused the Afghan war with Russia and with Afghanistan, one of the primary causes. And then what happened is Russia got out, the Afghanis destroyed all the poppy fields, and then we basically had this huge dry up of, you know, of drugs again. And then they were going back and forth, and then in 2001, the Taliban completely shut it all down. And so we basically sent the military back in after 9/11 to reopen the poppy fields to get the heroin production back into play. That's why we've had 28,000 overdoses this past year alone in the United States with heroin, and it's become the go-to drug. Now, we could do a whole show just on this whole topic, but that's how they're funding the black ops, and that money's funneled through the Vatican Bank and through other banks. They're on record now funneling this drug money to operate the black ops in the United States, including the chemtrail spraying or the geoengineering, which, by the way, the CIA admitted to last week as a viable option for global warming. So, I mean, this is some crazy stuff that, you know, almost hard to talk about this stuff because it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
And that's how, but so now there's another good video you can watch. It's by Alan Watt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an hour video, and it's called How We Have Been Programmed. How We Have Been Programmed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go ahead and watch that, and it talks about the TV and the sports teams and what's happened when you watch TV and you go into an alpha brainwave state with flicker 8.
Right.
And how you go into like a hypnosis in which you believe everything the TV tells you.
Right.
And they've been using this very effectively now, especially with the high-def TV. And they're also using it with the Gwen Towers, the cell towers, the radar dome towers, the sea-based radar dome towers, and the microwave towers. And they can actually control the energy field around you and control what you think and put the right frequency into the air. That's old technology. That's 50-year-old technology.
Mm.
A lot of this technology that they're using came from Tesla. And a lot of the energy stuff and energy weapons they're using came from the crash of Roswell's spaceship in 1947. And if you read the book by Colonel Corso, The Day After Roswell, it'll go into detail on all of this.
Yeah, I've read that book. It's fascinating.
Yep.
Ted, I just want to make a quick station announcement. For those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in beautiful Seattle in the United States. Ted, there was something I wanted to ask you about, and during the last couple of years, there's been something like at least 100 that I know of. There might be more than that. Naturopathic doctors, cutting-edge, really good medical doctors who are using nutrition like yourself and also successful alternative health methods, including Dr. Masaru Emoto, who passed away in 2014. They've been dying off. A lot of them have been dying in mysterious circumstances. Some of them have been killed. I'd love your opinion on that.
Well, I broke the story. There's a show called Hagman and Hagman. It's a huge podcast. It has about 18 million listeners a week.
Mm-hmm.
I broke this story on national radio last year.
Wow.
And the show was taken off the air for the first hour. Everything went dead when I started talking about this. It was primarily Brad Street and Gonzalez were working on this. The other doctors weren't directly involved that I can find out, but there are a lot of other doctors that are working with alternative health care that have died.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the pharmaceutical. Here's how it works. Here's how the interlocking corporate directorships work.
Okay.
You've got the Sabbatane Frankis Kabbalist cult from the 1600s, which started with Sabbatane Levy and then went to Jacob Frank, who brought the Rothschild banking cartel into these things.
Okay.
These guys were druidic worshippers, Satanists. That's what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically brought in Jacob Frank brought in the Rothschild cartel. They're Luciferians. They consider themselves to be the benign D Nephilim or sons of the fallen. They trace their lineage all the way back to Nimrod and the fall of the Tower of Babel.
Hmm.
They consider themselves to be the spawn of Satan. That's what they believe. Now, I'm not saying that I believe that. I'm just saying that's what they believe, and they're willing to die for their beliefs.
Okay.
Now, these guys want to turn the world upside down and destroy everything.
Mm-hmm.
They have their energy is unbelievably negative around them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe they're controlled by extra-dimensional entities, demons, aliens. I mean, the stuff the Bible talks about.
Reptilians.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what David Icke calls them. And see, for Christians, they have a hard time when you talk about the reptilians, even though Lucifer was portrayed in the Old Testament as a snake in Genesis.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, when I always work with my Christian friends, I just tell them the fallen angels, like they talk about in Genesis chapter 6.
Sure.
Now, in Genesis chapter 6, if you read the book of Enoch, it goes into detail in Genesis chapter 6. That's right before the flood with Noah. And the Bible says that everything was evil all of the time, and every thought was evil all of the time. And then God came in and basically caused a continental plate shift. Now, what had happened before the flood, all of these pyramids that were all around the planet, I mean, there's literally thousands of them. They're still finding them on seafloors and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They were transmitters that control the energy field in our three-dimensional holographic universe that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And they controlled the attention field. And what happened is when God split the continents apart, those transmitters stopped working, and now they're using other means to do it, which we can go into detail in another show on how that happened. But what's also very interesting about all of this stuff is that these Sabbateans that run everything, the Rothschilds that manage all of the money, who also funded the Rockefellers, mm-hmm. They know that free energy exists because of what Tesla taught us back when he built the Wharton-Cliff Tower.
Right.
However,
right.
they don't want the free energy out there because they're using the money, Babylonian money magic, they call it, using money out of nothing, fiat currency, to control the masses. That's how they control Congress. That's how they control countries.
Ted?
Now, you are correct. 95% of the media is owned by approximately 7 corporations with interlocking corporate directorships that go right back to the banks that are owned by these Sabbateans. Now, what's interesting about all of this is that these guys are not good people. We mentioned that earlier, and they really do a lot of human sacrifice. And again, they do all that to control the energy fields and also to feed these demons in another dimension. Now, I could do a whole show on that if you guys wanted me to, but I know that's kind of complicated for your audience.
Well,
but your audience is so awake with all that kind of stuff, they would probably understand exactly what I'm showing about.
Sure,
but I'll read
sure.
you just one of my notes here that I wrote. We can also talk about the 13 dimensions
well,
and what happens in the universe and what the 13 dimensions actually do and basically how they work. I can do that real quick.
Well, what I was going to ask, just hold
well,
that.
I'm going back to the doctors right now.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So we'll talk about it another time. Anyhow, so the doctors were working on this information, but the media doesn't want it exposed because it's all being controlled by these Kabbalists.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's interesting about this is these doctors had found out that there was a compound called Nagalase in the bloods of autistic children.
Okay.
They also found that this Nagalase was in cancer patients, adult-onset diabetes patients, and also people that were having heart disease. And they found out that Nagalase was basically a compound that was being produced by cancer cells that interfered with the production of macrophages in the body and the activation of macrophages.
Okay.
Explain what that means.
Okay.
A macrophage is part of the white blood cell system
mm-hmm.
that actually goes in and cleans up cancer cells and disease, viruses, et cetera, inside of the body. The macrophage has like 2 plugs on the bottom. There are sugar molecules that has to plug vitamin D3, D as in dog 3, into these 2 plugs.
Mm-hmm.
What the Nagalase does is strips these 2 sugar molecules off the bottom of the macrophage. It prevents them from working properly.
Mm.
And then the Nagalase gets elevated in the system, and the body goes into what's called a cytokine storm. This is what happens with these young children at the 18-month immunization in many cases.
Right.
When they have this encephalitic scream. The body is getting so toxic from the overload of Nagalase and from these immunizations
right.
that the body does what's called a cytokine storm. Because the macrophages have been disabled, they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. They send out chemical messengers like little telegraphs to all of the other macrophages to turn on and kill this stuff. The problem is the other ones can't turn on either because the molecules have been stripped off and they can't use vitamin D3. And what ends up happening is they end up in a situation where they send out all these cytokines, and the cytokines cause a cytokine storm, which causes brain inflammation, causing these children to start screaming. Now, what Nagalase and Gonzalez found out, the activating part of that Nagalase was the macrophage molecule. They call it the GCMAF, and what it did, it actually allowed the macrophages to turn back on again and kill the viruses, and they had a 15% cure rate. I'm going to repeat this. This is their own numbers. A 15% cure rate with autistic children.
That's wonderful.
An 85% response rate.
Wow.
15% did not respond.
Mm-hmm.
But
80
out of the 100, 15 would be cured. And they also found
that's
they could
amazing.
Help diabetes and everything. Well, that's what happened. And they were releasing this information globally, talking about it all over the place, and all of a sudden they departed the planet. And now we know that Brasfield, Nordengal, they neither one of them killed themselves. We know that. And
right.
so the whole thing about it is it was basically a giant move by the pharmaceutical industry, which is also, remember, the pharmaceutical, see, here's what happened with the same group of people back in right after World War I. It was the Weimar Republic.
Right.
And these same bankers took over the entire money structure of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is the same thing they did here. They print huge amounts of money and buy the infrastructure, and they stay ahead of the inflation curve. When Ben Bernanke was asked years ago by Ron Paul what happened to the $17 trillion that was unaccounted for by the Fed in off-book balance sheets, Ben Bernanke said, "I don't know. It's gone to member banks. I can't tell you where the $17 trillion went."
Wow.
What they did, Ted, with the $17 trillion is they bought up the media, the major corporations, of major corporate all over the planet. And when they did all that, they now own the infrastructure. So even as what they've done, they've stayed ahead with QE1, QE2, and QE3 of the inflation curve, and they've continued to buy through mergers and acquisitions almost the entire Fortune 500 corporation in the United States. This is what they've done, and this is what they did in Weimar Republic in Germany. And so when they come out at the backside of the inflation, which is about to happen in the United States, so that's why gold and silver jumped so much in the last couple of weeks. And finally, you know, that's what's going on. And so these people who discovered these cures for these diseases, they were linking this Nagalase to immunizations or to diet or to GMO foods or to something we don't know. And it was showing that it was being elevated in these young children, causing them to come down with autism. Now, remember, right now it's about 1 in 50 with kids who have autism.
Right.
As one of the top researchers at MIT said, you know, within by 2025, it's going to be 1 in 50 or 1 in 2. 1 in 2, and by 2035, it's going to be 100% of all boys, and by 2036, 100% of all girls will have autism.
If I could ask you this question, Ted, to ask a naive question, Big Pharma, then did they want to eliminate these doctors? Is that right?
It's not Big Pharma. It's Big Bank. They own all of it. They own the pharmaceutical corporations.
I see. Okay.
They own the media. That's why when you turn the evening news on, the primary advertisers here in the United States every night are the drug companies.
Right.
See,
right.
And what happened back in 1945, we went into Dachau prison camp, and the MKUltra boys were at work there, you know, in the research at the in the prison camps. It was the German scientists that were doing all this nefarious stuff with working on human beings as far as research.
Right.
These same scientists were pulled over to the United States through Operation Paperclip and continued their research under MKUltra program. MK being M is mint, mind for in German, and Controller is K with German for control.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And so the same German scientists, you know, who were working in the concentration camps were brought to the United States along with the rocket scientists. Some say upwards of 20,000. Some say it's not that high. I don't know. I wasn't there.
There's a lot.
And so these same guys have been working on all of this for the time being. So they discovered that fluoride caused the people to become servile and infertile in the concentration camps. In other words, they were slaves. They acted like slaves, and they basically did what they were told, and they couldn't produce, and they couldn't reproduce. In 1945, we got the information from Dachau concentration camp. By 1946, 1 year later, the United States government, which had been hijacked already by these Sabbatean Kabbalist bankers in 1913, taken over it by 1934, they started putting water fluoride in the water in 1946. In fact, the movie Dr. Strangelove by Stanley Kubrick, the reason he did that movie was to expose what was going on with fluoride. If you watch the movie, it talks about fluoride throughout the whole part of the movie. That's why he was talking about how he was going to start World War III to stop the fluoridation of the American water. Harvard has now said you have up to a 20-point drop in IQ scores with children who've been drinking fluorinated water and fluoridated formula. Okay, so what we've done is we've dumbed the entire population down through this complex. It's all owned by the same bankers, Ted.
Well,
we've dumbed them all down. We've dumbed the whole population down with fluoride and statin drugs, tricyclic antidepressants, and serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
So you're saying the Big Pharma, actually the banks behind the Big Pharma, are the ones who didn't want these doctors to live. Is that right?
Same people, yes. It's the same group. The same group of Sabbateans. They're the Luciferians that brought the right. They're druids. You got to go back. We could do another show on this, and I'll take you all the way back to pagan days, okay, with the druids. And the druids were originally given this information on controlling the attention field or the energy field around the planet by the fallen angels in the Book of Enoch. That's where they learned this from. It goes all the way back thousands and tens of thousands of years, the beginning of time with humans on this planet.
I had a gentleman on my show about 3 or 4 months ago. He specializes in music. Very interesting man. And I don't remember his name right now, but he said that in 1940... the Nazis in Germany changed the musical standard from 432 hertz to 440 hertz.
That's correct.
Because at 440 hertz, you become agitated.
That's correct.
And after World War II, after the United States government brought thousands of Nazi scientists and engineers and intelligence officers, which formed the basis for our CIA to the United States, we changed our musical standard too from 432 to 440.
That's right.
So now, for example, when you listen to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and if it's played, usually it's played to 440 hertz, it's agitated. And scientists have done studies saying if you listen to music at the 440 hertz level, you become agitated. You don't become calm. The music may still sound good, but there's that it's off slightly. And this originally was done by the Nazis, and we incorporated it in 1950. Now that's a worldwide standard, and people don't even realize what it's doing to you.
I've done a whole show on that. He's
okay.
Exactly right.
Interesting.
But no, he's exactly right. Thing about it is that, see, because we're an energy wave, we're a sound mm-hmm. wave, basically, is what human beings are,
right.
in a holographic matrix. When you
right.
start putting the wrong sound through, it
right.
starts causing all types of chaos in your holographic matrix.
That's
in
true.
In other words, it starts messing you up. And see what happens, we have multiple dimensions. Let me run over that real quick. We have 13 known dimensions. Some people say more, some people say less. The first three dimensions are the depth, the width, and the height. That's what we live in.
Right.
It's basically where the fourth dimension is time space, which is what Einstein talked about. The fifth things are the Higgs fields. This is where the quantum wormholes
mm-hmm.
are. This is what they're trying to do. This is what they're trying to control at CERN. They're trying to open up these wormholes.
Right.
The sixth dimension is the first dimension of hyperspace.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th, and the 12th are all hyperspace, or what the Bible calls the second heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer and God used to share the 13th dimension. Lucifer was cast down into these bottom dimensions. He still controls the 12th through the first dimension, this fallen angel, whatever you want to call him. Pick a name. I don't care. Evil, whatever you want to call him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
God, when we become born again, I believe this is a Christian, we connect with God through the Holy Spirit to the 13th dimension. He shares with us part of his omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives us the ability to control the holographic matrix in our dimensional space, which is why the whole planet goes after Christians time and time again,
sure.
because God knows the power that we have through Christ. Now, what's interesting about this is people don't understand how this works. And if we can control the movie, so to speak, of the holographic matrix by the words that we speak and what we pray.
Right.
And that's why I love
exactly.
it when you're praying positive things on people, because, guys, it's all about these negative energy fields and what they do, and human sacrifices, how they control them now. And that was also what Stonehenge used to be used for. That's what the Druids taught them.
Interesting.
But here's another example of it. It goes back to Hollywood. The Hollywood people are the best example, because it's so obvious when you look at what's happened with the Super Bowl halftime ceremonies and everything else. This Kabbalistic teaching shows them how to call up demons, perform rituals, and to actually feed the demonic entities through sacrifice. And in turn, the demons, Lucifer, or whatever you want to call them, allows the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or persons doing the ritual. That's why so many of these Hollywood people are involved in the occult. That's why Ted Anderson, if you look at his videos from the 90s, he was head of the CIA for Los Angeles County. He had undercovered a huge human sacrifice network that basically was sacrificing human beings.
Wow.
See, that's what we have to understand. That's what this whole thing's about. We've given our votes to our government. They've lied to us. They're all corrupt. They're a bunch of pedophiles and weirdos up there, okay? They've given them energy. They've given the control of the government to the military, but not to the military that we know of the military. It's the CIA and the black ops military. They've given it over to the intelligence community. They've given it to the black magicians, who've given it over to the demons. And all of this is going into the AI, which is controlling the energy field on the planet.
Well,
that's how it works.
I have to tell you that I know things are turning around. I think we're close to a tipping point, even with all of our difficulties, Ted, in turning this planet around and making it a much better place. And there's a lot of light workers out there doing it.
That's right.
I like the Emoto Peace Project and the work of the Emoto Office, Michiko Hayashi. They do such wonderful work in raising the vibrations. But one thing I wanted to ask you, before I forget, Ted, we've got about 10, 11 minutes left now, is what happened to the research of these doctors that were helping autistic children? Are there any doctors left alive doing this kind of research now?
The problem is there was one major supplier out of England. They were shut down, but now they've since reopened under another name.
Okay.
And some of the doctors in the United States are still able to get the GCMAF product into the United States, which they inject into these kids. And they also injected it in the cancer patients. Now, I'm going to make this statement real quick. Everybody knows this. I'm no longer in practice. I have no idea where to buy GCMAF. I'm not involved in any of that research. I want you guys to know I'm not suicidal. All right? And so this is just something that I know about because I'm a deep researcher and understanding all of this stuff. We've worked with a lot of people, helping them to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar. Both Dave Hodges, who's another radio talk show host, and Doug Hagman, their blood sugar was over 450. They were adult-onset diabetics. We put them on a full health protocol, dietary protocol. It's available on the website at healthmasters.com. It's called the Hagman and the Hodges protocol, and both their sugars now are normal.
That's great.
Dave also had really, really bad joint problems. We put him on the Dave Hodges healthy joint protocol. Now that's all gone.
Wow.
So there's all kinds of natural ways to fix all of this stuff without the use of drugs.
Yes,
we are making huge headways into this, but what we have to do is we have to take our country back.
I agree with you totally. I have to ask you this, too, that you've raised a lot of really interesting issues, including the policy of Big Pharma, then, is to keep us sick. Is that right? To heal us?
You have to understand something.
Yeah?
This group of people, these Sabbateans, they don't consider us to be human. They consider themselves to have different DNA than we do. Okay, this brings up your question of what you call reptilians again.
Right.
Yeah, what I call fallen angels again. They believe they have the DNA of fallen angels.
Huh.
They don't believe that they believe that we're subhuman, that we're like ape creatures. They don't. They look at when they see me and you, Ted, down here in Florida, we have something called a red ant. You don't have them, I'm sure, up there. But these are the most wicked little beasts you've ever seen.
Sure.
You step into a red ant bed, and they immediately cover your foot, and start biting you beyond belief. They're unbelievably painful.
Wow.
And they have no useful purpose on this planet, as far as I'm concerned, except for picking up dead things, eating dead things.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing about it is they look at us like red ants. So if you go out there and you spray some spray on these red ants just to kill them so they don't bite you, that's how they look at us. They don't see us as human beings. And that's the concept that everybody listening today has to get. See you as a human. They don't see you as a being of energy. They don't see you as a being made by God Almighty. They just see you as an anomaly that needs to be wiped out. They don't have any compassion. These are psychopaths. They're like Hillary Clinton, okay?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton talks to Eleanor Roosevelt. She used to attend a witch's coven in California. Mm-hmm. She's not a good person.
Right.
She's basically into the dark, dark stuff. And the sad part about this is now she wants to be president of the United States. We need somebody who's going to elevate us. And that's why I said I like Bernie Sanders a whole lot better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, like 1,000 times better. But he was hit, but the election was stolen from him. There were over a million votes in California that weren't even counted for Bernie.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy what's happened.
Exactly. I have to ask you, Ted Turner once said that most of humanity on this planet are a bunch of useless eaters. Is that
right.
In line? That's in line from what you were saying.
Well, yeah, Kissinger said that, too. And the crazy thing about all of this stuff is that that's in line with what they're saying. And quite frankly, human beings are not really overpopulating in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's 100 million growth on the planet every year, but it's primarily from third world countries. We could do a whole show on that, on how they're basically trying to depopulate the third world countries. The United States, if you took all the illegal immigration out of what's going on in the United States, we would not have a positive population growth.
Mm-hmm.
But the globalists don't want global boundaries. They want open everything. They want to be able to make as much money and steal as much from this planet as they possibly can.
What?
These big corporations that are owned by these Sabbateans, these bankers, they control everything.
Let me ask.
And they use that $17 trillion to make sure they bought up everything else.
Interesting. We've got about 6-7 minutes left. And I was going to ask you, what do you make of the refugee crisis over in Europe? We don't hear much of that over here either.
I did two reports on that live in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I did, I went over there back in November, December, when it was going on at this full tilt. Angela Merkel was a communist from East Germany, a full-blown communist, godless communist. I mean, she didn't have any interest in anything. Putin's not like that. Putin, and there's a good article, you can read it in Veterans Today, and you can go ahead and go to it. It says, and Putin, he basically, the article in Veterans Today says that Putin quotes and says that the United States leadership worships Lucifer, Satan, the evil one, and that's okay with him. He doesn't care, but he'd leave Russia out of it. Russia wants nothing to do with it because he knows who these Sabbateans are. And this all ties back to the Balfour Declaration, all kinds of stuff that happened in World War I and World War II. We could do an entire show on how that actually hooked up and how we got ourselves into this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but so, yes, these guys, these immigrants were pouring into Germany per Angela Merkel's request. There were 10 million in the pipeline.
Right.
I went to Budapest, Hungary, and did a report from Budapest there we were too close to the train station where they had all these literally thousands and thousands of immigrants that were just basically being detained there. And finally, Hungary got rid of them and started putting up border fences to stop them from coming across. Finally, Germany, and I can prove this because I was there, I reported on this. When we went in from Prague into Dresden, we went through the border there into Germany. They had every single person routed off the interstate into a rest area, and they had military personnel with machine guns everywhere inspecting the vehicles, because Merkel basically is doing everything she can to destroy Germany and destroy Europe as part of her plan, because she's a globalist like the rest of these guys. And personally, I think she's possessed, and I believe Hillary's possessed. And by bad stuff, not okay. And I believe that. Now, that may sound crazy to you guys, but I believe that.
Well,
Merkel is doing everything. And now Merkel will never win another general election in Germany when it comes time to put her back into power. She won't go back into power. And Germany's had enough of her, too, because my parents, my mom was from Germany.
Right.
My first language was German.
Mm-hmm.
So I could say to my friends that are listening to your show right now in Germany, mein erste Sprache war Deutsch, das war meine Muttersprache.
Okay.
My first language was German. It was my mother's language.
Sure.
And so
sure.
I learned German at home. I never had to learn German in college. I just knew German first.
Sure.
So when I
sure.
go over there, when I interview people in Germany, I go into detail with them about what's happening, and they're all aghast at what's happening in their country. They want it stopped. They want out of the European Union. They've
right.
had enough of it.
Right.
And yes, when I was over there 2 months ago, continuing to work on there was going to be a huge rally in Dresden, and I was there for that.
Oh yeah.
Which they had several hundred thousand people marching around the entire city in pro-immigration. It was being paid for by George Soros with MoveOn.org, and basically he's the one
yeah.
who's pushing this entire agenda in Europe.
Guess.
He's a German Jew who turned in his own Jews to the Nazi concentration camp guys
right.
to steal their fortunes.
Right.
And he's also a member of the Sabbatean cult. So remember, Freud was a Sabbatean. Sigmund Freud was a Sabbatean. His cousin, Bernays, he was a suspected Sabbatean. And all of these guys are the Luciferians. That's why Freud was a complete and total sexual pervert.
Well,
so you've got to remember, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happened in the last two centuries ago.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, too, and you're probably aware of this, George Soros, I've been told, owns the company that does the tabulation of most electronic voting here that's done here, and actually ships it to a subsidiary company in Spain where it's actually tabulated, not here in the United States.
That's probably true. And the crazy thing about it is I don't think we're going to have another fair election. George Soros has spent billions of dollars, you know, destroying the United States, destroying the country. But remember, he's a Rothschild puppet. He's a sock puppet for Lucifer himself through the Rothschild banking cartel. These are the guys that are involved in doing all of this. In fact, there's another book you can read. It's called Pawns, P-A-W-N-S. It's free. This is free online. You can look it up for free. You get it for free. It's PDF download. Pawns in the Game by William Carr, P-A-W-N-S, Pawns in the Game by William Carr. And another one by Stan Monteith, who he rested in peace with one of the greatest
men. Oh, Stanley Monteith.
Known.
Yeah, I had him on my show 2 years ago. Great man.
Yeah, I was on his show many times. And Stan wrote a book called The Brotherhood of Darkness.
That's right.
And I talked about it on his show one time because I started asking him some questions on his show right before he died.
Yeah.
And so those are the books you can get this for free online. But,
but if you
read those two books, and then if you read Jim Mars's book, The Fourth Reich.
Oh, yeah, I've read that.
If you read The Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar, it ties all the pieces of this global puzzle together. As long as you remember that Prescott Bush was Hitler's banker, his bank was closed down in New York City, and he was
right.
charged with Trading with the Enemies Act.
That's
and,
true.
You know, during the war, because he was financing Hitler, and he's the one who tried to take over the government
in 1933. That's true.
And all of this stuff hopefully isn't new to your listeners. But to let you guys know that I'm wide awake.
Okay. All right. Great. Great. Well, Ted, I just appreciated you so much coming on today. We've got about 20 seconds left, and I want to thank everyone for listening so much. Your website for people interested in getting more information about Dr. Ted Brower and his wonderful work is http://healthmasters.com. And we've got about 10 seconds. Ted, I just want you to thank you so much for coming on today.
Ted, my pleasure. Let me know. I'll be looking forward to doing your TV show with you.
Okay.
And again, we've covered a lot of topics. We'll choose one and focus in next time.
Okay, great. And with this, I'd like to end on a positive note by Imagine by John Lennon, because I think We are all one, and this planet is slated for ascension, and things will get better for us. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Imagine there's no heaven. See if you try.